ignorance who we are, ignorance about the process or to reach Him. This is all the fog and the mist of ignorance which covers the pure Son of the Holy Name. This is a big, big problem for people who do kirtan outside the teachings of Vaishnava Acharya. Sometimes people are so much ignorant about who they are and who is God. They think ultimately they are the one. When the kirtan cannot be there, they can't really glorify Krishna. It's just a, like, you know, one very famous kirtan group. I don't want to say their names. They come to Australia. Many go to the concerts. They say kirtan is just for discovering our voice. I hope it's one dimension that we start to finally sing. In your bathroom, maybe, or outside of your bathroom. But kirtan is so much more than just a voice training. It's really a devotional connection. And the discovery of Krishna, the realization of the relationship. Now, although we may theoretically don't have this problem, like these New Age kirtan groups sometimes have, practically, when it comes to chanting, I have seen many times devotees just not really connecting with Krishna. You know, they chant in all types of ways. And for some it is really only a voice training also. It is not much more. It is not calling out for Krishna in the mood of someone who is drowning in this world and who needs help from above. So now to cure this, or to blow the fog and the clouds away, I would like to introduce a very, very nice exercise which we can call the three heart exercise. You might sometimes hear Ketamiya saying, chant from your heart, but we will say, chant from your three hearts. And what this means, I will just draw it up for you.
Shila Rupa Goswami describes in Bhaktivinoda Sanskrita Sindhu what is necessary to live perfectly in Bhaktivinoda. There are many things which are necessary, what is called the three hearts.
Best of the Brahmanas, Vijaya Bala Prabhu. When you do anything,
I'm
you used to do this and your machines do this. or whatever you do. For Krishna, very important, this will influence the whole activity, that will influence the whole, let me say, performance. And the people who get the result, the prasada, will feel like, God, this is not just delicious food, it is super delicious food. So that's very important. Krishna Mood is the Sanskrit word. This Buddha was meditation. Second meditation is the second part. Also that's what I usually do, but one I'm putting on God. The second part is that if you want to do something for Krishna, you must use your three God-given gifts. It's your body, it's your mind, and it's your words. This is body, mind, and words. Total absorption, total immersion. This is what the Lord gave you. Body, the verbal, the senses, mind, the feeling, and also what is to express, what is inside of you. Bhakti involves an active chesha, it's called in Sanskrit, that is an effort that you use these God-given endowments in the Lord's service. Now comes the third part, very important. I'm really nervous because I think of Krishna don't do this. You must do this in a favorable mood. That means with the intention. See, Kamsa, as an example, used his body and his mind and also his words for Krishna. He had the two things attacked. In his body he attacked the Lord, in his mind he was thinking how to kill him, and in his words he offended him. But he used everything that he did for Krishna. But because his intention was not to please, but quite the opposite, to kill Krishna actually, his activity obviously is not bhakti. So we need these three components in order to perform bhakti yoga. It's for Krishna, you use the body and the mind and the words, and you have the intention to please. Then you want to do kirtan, and that's not practical. Or then you want to do japa, you also must make the Srihari meditation before you do it. It's for Krishna, you sing for Krishna, not for someone else. Bhakti, Rupa Goswami makes a point here. He says, it's done for Krishna, but you can also apply these things to please for the devotees. Huh? So yes, the kirtan here, or the kirtan here, can say, I will please Krishna, and I want to do it also in the service of the devotees. That's also happy. Then, after you have said it in your mind, I will sing this kirtan for Krishna, or for the pleasure of the devotees. You then use your body, sit properly, your mind, don't go all over the universe, don't think about so many other things, and your voice, use it for Krishna, just give it all. Sometimes we see in kirtan that maybe we don't like the melody so much, or maybe we are a little bit under the clouds of today, so we don't see totally. And you can sometimes see this when people come from a busy life and a busy day, and when they sit down, and then we ask them to sing, and they sing, you want to sing? And also devotees, sometimes we don't sing full-heartedly, full-throatedly. You should sing like a little bird. You see the redness in your mouth. That exactly is, it's an active involvement of this. And then have the attention to please Krishna. Sometimes people say, well, what's the difference between for Krishna and the attention to please? Well, it's like an orientation. For Krishna is, Krishna is, I'm offering for you, and then you want to offer it in a certain way to please. It's just like, imagine you have a guest, let us say, Nareshwara Prabhu comes to our home, and I just throw the pizza on his table. What is that? You know, it's for Nareshwara Prabhu, but I should do this with the intention to please. I should
So as we are going to sing this kirtan, I request you in the very beginning that we will sing this kirtan for our deities, for Krishna. There are these small deities, Shishi Radha Kanaya Lal. You can see it later from close up, or you can think, well, you have your own deities, Radha, Govardhana Dari, or any deity, Radha Syam Sundar. Just, I request you to first bring Krishna in your mind and think, this is for you, Krishna. It's almost as if you pick a birthday present and then you say, okay, this birthday present is for you, Gaurahari. And you try then to present it. So this is the first thing. I was singing a very nice Vrindavan melody. Thank you, kindly repeat after me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, your mind makes sure that you stay with the mantra, not become distracted. And with your voice, make sure that you really sing in such a way that it is for Krishna. Please sing now.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hey.
This very simple but very profound little diagram with you in your mind. We will request Madhava Prabhu now to lead us up to lunch prasadam in the kirtan. And you might just go through these three hearts. Most probably Madhava will say, from your heart, and you can remember, from my three hearts. I will say. Let us just set everything up. Gaurai, could you bring the harmonium?
Yes, you have.